Today we're talking Birdman Respect and Hamilton Breaks Broadway Records. Also, artist Paul Michael is in studio. Stay tuned.
You are now tuned in to Black Hollywood Live. The beat.
Put some respect when you mention my name.
You gotta go like this though.
Is that Birdman at the end of the table?
Yeah. What up, y'all? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jane back in studio for The Beat. I'm joined now. Unfortunately, it ain't my normal team, but that's fine because it's like a superstar team up here.
Right.
I got my bae, my beau, Miss Sia Moon sitting in for Queen.
What's up, guys?
Thanks
How you
for
doing?
Coming back.
Yes.
I'm loving flowers.
Me. Thank you.
I showed everybody, I went back home, I showed everybody, I was like, you see this? This is what independent artists can do.
Thank you so much.
They put their, they take courses, they take their own Google classes, and they
right.
make a music video, and it shits.
Thank you.
We have artist Paul Michael in studio.
Yeah, yeah. What up?
What up? Thank you for stopping by. We're going to talk some music, some
oh, yeah.
performances that we
yeah.
got coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Some big stuff. And then also, if you're a fan of our sister network, AfterBuzz TV, just into BHL, like, he's just so special.
I'm here, man, making my BHL crossover, baby. What up,
studio.
Everyone? If you're a fan of AfterBuzz, you see me on some Broad City, you see me on some Vinyl, you see me on some Pitch Slap, the Lifetime show. I'm actually guesting today because I'm dropping a comedy rap album this Friday called Taking Honky Back. And you'll hear more about that as we go. You can find me on Twitter at Jeffrey C. Graham. So
yes, marketing.
Give me a follow.
You better
yeah.
market yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
All right. Well, here we got Mr. Carter in the building.
You already know that I'm here.
He's looking up the stats right now because we got to talk about it. But before we talk about it, let's put some respect on this right now and shut that off. Because we lost a good one. Miss Afeni Shakur passed
yes.
away at the age of 69.
Yes.
They're saying that's no foul play, they're thinking. The autopsy was done yesterday, so hopefully we'll get the results back soon.
Yeah.
She was brought to the hospital around 9:30 at night, so blessings and condolences to the family.
Yeah.
A little switching into positive gear, though. Have you guys ever heard of the musical called Hamilton?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so it's huge right now. I want to play a clip really quickly. If you don't know what Hamilton is about, let's just take a quick look at this.
So what did I miss? What did I miss? Virginia, my home sweet home, I want to give you a kiss. I've been in Paris meeting lots of different ladies. I guess I basically missed the late 80s. I traveled the wide, wide world and came back to this.
So it's a hip-hop musical based off the life of Alexander Hamilton. So congratulations to them because
yeah,
they got
awesome.
16 Tony nominations.
Super
yeah.
dope.
Which
yeah.
I believe is like one of the most nominations any musical's gotten.
It's a record, yeah.
Yeah,
I think, I think producers and maybe a chorus line were tied for 15
yeah.
before this. And
yeah.
then Hamilton just officially set the record. So
that's
Boom.
Amazing.
Yeah.
yeah.
Epic. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen at the Tonys this year because
yeah,
I feel like there's going to be a beautifully done production.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
definitely. I'm a big fan of this writer, Lin-Manuel Miranda. He did a show called In the Heights. You guys heard
yep.
of this before?
Yeah.
It's awesome. Well,
Washington Heights.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like musicals a lot, but I kind of like to wait to see them until, because I don't like to listen to the show before I see it. So
yeah.
I haven't listened to Hamilton yet much because I want to see it first, but if it's as good as In the Heights, I've heard it's even better. It's going to be great. So.
You know, Jeff, I can respect that.
Hell yeah, man.
Put some respect on it.
Yeah, have some respect, right?
All right, on the flip side of that, y'all heard Lemonade, and have y'all heard Views?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right, well, let's get into it, Paul, because you've just been too excited about this Views. Drake dropped his album.
Mm-hmm.
What was your kind of... We kind of had the same initial reaction to the first song,
mm-hmm.
But what was your kind of overall take on the album?
You know, Drake never disappoints. I'm a subscriber to Spotify, but I automatically bought that album as well on top
yeah.
of it because it's just well deserved. you know, the first time I listened to it, I'm like, oh, it's okay. And then I listen to it again, and every time you pick up something more and more, and it's like so in depth, the production, and people have really open up their ears and listen to every little part of everything. Some people just listen to one part, and I think that they miss out on some of the things that happen in music. So if you open up your ears and hear what he has to say, but then also the production, like 40 and all the producers on there just did an amazing job, and it's on repeat in my car right now. So
I feel it.
Yeah.
What you doing to see you? You heard it yet?
You know.
Don't I mean, hate I feel me. You. I'm still stuck on Lemonade.
Actually have
you know
been,
I mean?
Yeah. Honestly, the only thing in my car right now is my album in Lemonade. Like, I've
and
just kind of been like,
need to be right
you
now.
Know, I haven't got around to Drake yet, but I love Drake and I know the album's crazy. So, mm-hmm.
yeah. And it, yeah. you know, it's funny. I think it was you that was saying it when I was walking by, but you have to listen to it a couple times because you. It's not that you're. Okay. Initially trying to miss anything or just listen to a certain like with Drake I feel like he can you know give you those love songs and he can give you those turn up songs but again all the music that he puts out it has this depth to it
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you definitely sense it in this album here where I feel like a lot of people are saying like it's not his best work it kind of sounds okay. like everything else he's doing it's like he's Drake
you know
right
as humans I feel like we are we're kind of like made to think negatively like right away. We don't look for the good in things, we look for the bad right away. And I think that that's why I say if you listen to it the second time, I think you start trying to see the positive in it. Like we never watched American Idol to see like who's going to be great. We look for the people that are going to be bad.
Yep.
And you know, that's just the way that our human mind's been programmed. So that's why I'm like really urging people to like start opening up their minds. I mean, you can also go over to Spotify and check out my album, too.
right.
With an open mind, you'll hear a bunch of stuff as well. But, yeah, we're back to views.
Oh, Mr. Carter.
You're going to listen to it.
Yeah, you gotta.
Yeah.
Mr. Carter, what are the numbers? So I know that Beyonce with Lemonade, she's been out for a week now. So how'd she do?
All right. So Billboard is reporting that Beyonce sold 485,000 copies, and she did 115 million streams.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, you said, we looked up, so 10
for every,
streams.
For every 10 download, for every 10 streams, that's considered an album download.
Mm-hmm.
So, do the math.
Dang. Well, so.
Share the one.
Right. She broke
115 million.
115 million streams.
So, you know, she broke the internet, right? But she ain't breaking sales. So, I know we're in this day and age where we're trying to figure out, like, how do we surprise people? Mm-hmm. How do we make an album again? How do we make the music video again? And I think artistically, for me personally, I think this is Beyonce's best work by far. This just was a complete project.
Yeah, I agree.
Did not feel pop influence at all in it or commercial.
In any way,
you know, it was authentic to me.
Authenticity is key these days.
Yeah.
And it put a lot of people on. So everyone's saying Beyonce didn't write certain shit because she used the damn poet. She putting that little girl on, so don't be mad that little girl
matter.
For getting put on from Beyonce.
Who writes their stuff anymore?
You know what I'm saying?
You know.
But I'm wondering, did it backfire? Because so here's the thing. I got titled, you know, I signed up for Gmail again so I get my free 30-day subscription to hear what this Lemonade, because I ain't got HBO, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I download it, I'm watching Lemonade, this is epic, and then all of a sudden the shit's on iTunes. I'm like, well, hell, I'm gonna cancel my title subscription. Not only that, but then I paid $17.99, girl, with a $400 ticket to a concert. Like, you killing me, Smalls.
Yeah.
You better have another baby after this
much.
One.
Huh? Someone's underneath the beehive.
You know what I'm saying?
It's interesting because
I'm part of the beehive, sure.
I kind
of
feel like with this
I
album.
I purchased the album on like $115 million stream.
Yeah, it's a weird thing because I feel like Bae's trying to like do something really artful and like really try to make a statement. And then when you commercialize it so much, it almost feels like you're pulling away from that a little bit. You know what I mean?
You know, she got a lot of flack from the community for not standing up for, you know, black rights and stuff like that.
Yes, she did.
And then, you know, she comes out with this and then she gets flack for that.
Yeah.
But you know what, man? It needs to be said, and that's what we're supposed to be doing as artists anyways, is bringing understanding to what's going on. People don't really understand, like, they don't think it's real until they see it, you know? Like,
right.
And I think it's important, and I love what she's doing.
Make people
me too.
Think. Make people use their brains, you know, with the type of music that you create.
Uh-huh.
You know, everything is so watered down right now. Oh, my God.
And, I mean, she's kind of done it all.
You know,
I appreciate the fact that I feel like she's doing what she wants to do
now.
Yeah,
something
you know?
Different.
And mm-hmm. testing
something
out
different.
Her boundaries.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
She got the money. She has the resources.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you know, I want a country song on my album.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
And
that
she
song
smashed.
Is,
that's actually my favorite song.
Oh my God!
Oh really?
That's my favorite song.
Man, Did she not kill that song? Yeah. Man.
What does she not ever kill?
Right.
Like, she's the one artist that I can say that you can give her any song and she takes it and personifies it, and actually you hear it in her voice, and that's
she's definitely that's so amazing. Best.
She didn't kill the charts because Drake came in.
But you know what I think about that? Like, Beyonce has been doing this surprise drop album thing, right? Drake has been kind of like promoting and talking about the six reviews for like a while. So I kind of think it built up. Yeah, like people have been waiting for this Drake album. Yeah. They're like sitting like, when is Drake going to drop? When is Drake going
to
drop?
Okay, but I also feel like it's way cooler for people to support Drake than Beyonce. Like, because there's this craziness with the Beyonce fans. You know what I mean? Like, you either have to be like this psycho. You know what I mean? Like, people are like afraid of the Beehive.
Yeah, yeah.
But they don't want to get stung. Beehive can't be that big because, you know what I mean? They ain't purchasing her album.
Is it too much? Like, I feel like if you're promoting this really artful approach and then charging $18 to get the album.
Well, it comes with, like, all the songs.
It comes with the movie. I don't want to hear about no money problems because the same people that get the album for free are the same ones that go out to the club that weekend and buy shots
and
for all their friends for instant gratification.
Pay $20 to get in the club.
Right.
Just to get in.
For instant gratification, you want to buy this shot that's going to make you feel like crap the next morning, but then you can't support art. So
Paul
I don't want to hear about it.
That's a good point.
Right.
All right. So we're moving off of that. So wait. So Drake did what?
Okay. So Billboard is reporting that Drake has sold over 770,000 copies in its first 4 days on sale, April 29th through May 2nd. So, but they're reporting that he's going to do well over 850,000, almost to surpass a million. So,
in the first week.
I guess come Friday, you know, once the sales week is done, I guess we'll see. I'm definitely going to keep an eye on those numbers.
Yeah. He's also Canadian.
I'm sure he will.
It's probably a lot of Canadians, too.
Oh, yeah. Right. Right.
That's their pride and joy, man.
Beyonce is Beyonce.
They support.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. So, we got three new videos that dropped. Corinne Bailey Ray. We all fans of her?
I love this video. I just seen this video the other day.
She's so refreshing. So we're going to take a look. The song is called Green Aphrodisiac.
It is my class in the afternoon. Something kind of magical. Sunlight.
Is that a gold pot leaf?
It sure is.
Yes.
I want to smoke that.
I was good in the garden. Ships are coming up again. Spring.
Bit Dove commercial
time.
Right now.
It's new like the day I saw your eyes. Green like the leaves unfurling. Love against the blue sky. Blossom and falls in slowness. Swaying got me.
Corinne Bailey Ray, Green Aphrodite. That was just beautifully sexual and sexy, and she wasn't naked, and you know what I mean? Like, you can't be sexy like that. What did y'all think?
I love it. I am a fan and supporter of originality, and she's just so original and beautiful, you know? And black is beautiful. The video is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you guys think of the visuals for it?
I think simplicity is the new, like, showing shapes and lines and just keeping it simple. I think doing less is more these days. You know, some people probably do a little bit too much in their videos and all this performing and all that. You know, I like the simplicity of it for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like tonally we knew exactly what she was going for. It's like you said, it's sexy without showing too much skin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like she's really giving us the image and the idea and the tone without having to oversell it, like you said.
Yeah. Doesn't she also give you, like, this... I'm trying to think of who I want to go to, but almost like a 70s...
Erykah Badu almost?
No,
well,
70s. Like, tone to it. It'll come to me. It'll come. What are you thinking, Carter?
her harmonies, oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm real big on like harmonies and arrangements. Mm-hmm. That just gave me complete life.
Yeah,
and shout out to Corinne Bailey Ray, because her new album, The Heart Speaks in Whispers, is going to be available on May 13th.
Oh, oh nice. So,
bye.
I really like her.
I appreciate that you love harmonies. Should check out that Addict album.
You already know.
I got the acapella. I actually put up 6 acapellas, just acapellas, on my YouTube as well, so you can hear the acapellas and the harmonizing. It's ridiculous. And not just because I'm the artist, but like, it's ridiculous.
Okay. I gotta check that out.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna check it out today. All right, so next we got Kay Trinada featuring Anderson .Paak. The song is called Glowed Up. Now, you know Anderson. Oh, you both know him.
He's really, really
Yeah, cool. I've been following him through a mutual friend I used to have since he was Breezy Lovejoy. And, you know, I went to, you know, his first album release party for the Venice album before Malibu. And I'm a huge fan of his work. And what he just did at Coachella, the guy is ridiculous. Yeah. And he's the future of music, and I love it. And I'm loving seeing people grow like this, man. Yeah. It's amazing.
It definitely has that futuristic, where I definitely see hip-hop moving to next. Let's take a look. The song is called Glowed Up.
I'm glowed up.
He's so dope.
You see me shining, nigga. The silver lining, nickel-plated refinery, never sweating the mind that worked of the most honorable. No bullshit in me, constant laxatives in your child away. That's the shit I can't condone. Full power until we reach the maximum. Gonna all my worries, I'm loony, absolutely out my dome. Stacking my capital, I carve in my legacy. Now tell me, is you with me, with me, with me, chaperone? Full-time killing, bad hole driller, child of fortune, mellow yellow lemon. I'm glowed up. I'm glowed up. Yeah, same time stealing, same squad chilling, bag it full of piff. Can't you see I'm living? I'm glowed up. I'm glowed up. Yeah. Lately I've been glowed up. Paper finally showed up.
Kay Trinada featuring Anderson .Paak, glowed up. I love the visuals, the tone, the colors, everything was just like dope. The snake, like the raw texture from the video, the VHS tape, then to go into the smoothness with the smoke and the lights. Here for it.
Yeah, me too. Love it. Huge, huge, huge fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should definitely go back. Like, if you just on the Malibu and just on Compton or the documentary that he did or whatever, go back to Venice, because Venice is amazing too, man. The dude's amazing. And now he's got the tutelage underneath Dr. Dre as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, get ready.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to see more of
him.
Yeah. 2016. All right. Last but not least, we have Aluna George featuring Zoo. The song is called My Blood. Let's take a look.
Always on the fellow strings. Chuck you and I watch you swing. Waiting for that picture change. See how much your life can bring. You're checking the phone now. You're taking the blame. It's taking you nowhere, getting you low and crushing your faith. You gotta believe me. They don't see love, they living in hate. And you just don't know that they just be playing. You're checking the bait. If you want my blood, oh, join me at the front, oh. If you want my love, oh.
Aluna George, My Blood, featuring Zoo. You like it?
I do.
What really?
I just think it's interesting. Like, I want to watch and see like what's happening. But I'm actually just really excited that artists are being original and being themselves. Like, it's so refreshing. Like, it just got to a point where music was just like, what the hell? You know? So
looking like a Kids Bop video.
I love seeing artists just like be themselves now and just go for it and step outside of whatever box that we've kind of...
Do we dare to say, because I was just having a conversation about this the other day, I feel like people are finally opening up emotionally and vocalizing that.
Yeah.
Versus trying to be, you know, in the hip-hop R&B world where we have to have these... I got to be, you know, the sexy guy, and I have to sing to the girls with the panties on, where I feel like it's starting to just be more about, like, the Drake, where it's, okay, yeah, I have that, but at the same time, this is what's going on in my head.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I just think we're on a new wave.
Yeah.
I think that there's a bunch of underground artists that's just kind of been grinding for so long, and I just think it's our time.
Yeah.
You know? I just think it's our time now.
Yeah.
So. Well, it is, because let's get into the artist spotlight, y'all.
You know?
Paul Michael.
Hey. What up, what up?
So you released an album last year called Addict.
I did.
What are you an addict of?
Well, the album is very, if you take it for the... If you listen to it without me explaining it, you can have a few different takes on it.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of sexual stuff, but then there's also some very loving stuff, and that's on purpose. It's called Addict because it's a journey through my life of relationships and the difference between love and lust. So every song is about a woman, except for the last two. It goes more deep into me with Growing Pains, and then Share the Love. I wanted to end the album with this Share the Love, you know, like I wanted like a high for the world type situation. But besides that one, each one has to do with either courting a woman to the first time you and that woman, to the next, you know, to losing that woman, to grieving over that woman. But I wanted to show vulnerability of a man from all kinds of scales, not just... what the world thinks of a man.
So you have this song on here. It's called Blew Me Up.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Blew Me Up was one of the singles. That was my first single. And then we had If You Don't Care, and now we have Don't Make Sense. But Blew Me Up was just either a fairy tale. You can either... it's either a fairy tale to someone that this is... too good to be true, or did it actually happen? I never tell exactly if it did or not, but basically it just talks about the scenario where I met this woman and you know, everything was crazy. She kept on blowing up my phone and she wanted me to come over, and then bam, she just like, and you know, like a man's fantasy out of nowhere, like, and then you're left at the end like, did this happen or did it not happen? So
all right, well, I want to take a look here. And so it's also featuring Trells,
yes,
who is a good friend of yours.
Yeah, Trells, he's actually a dancer and a hip-hop artist. He's signed to a label as well. I have a label called LA Exclusive, or I work with the label LA Exclusive, ran by Lamar Alexander and Willie Bailey. And we're all from Indiana. And we came out here and just been grinding. But yeah, he's a part of our label as well. He's danced with Beyonce. He's danced with all these award shows. There's probably not an artist out there he hasn't. He did the Kendrick Lamar Grammys as well. So he's everywhere, man. He's amazing.
Epic.
Right. Yes.
All right, let's take a look at the video. It's called Blew Me Up. And shout out to Punch City in the video.
Hey. Nice.
I met her one time. She was all alone. In the hotel lobby, I thought she was headed home. We exchanged numbers, funny, had the same phone. She later hit my text and told me she wants me to phone. Asked me, can she come over and do I live alone? I was curious to see what she was on. So I said it was cool. Then she came through the night. We didn't waste no time.
Paul Michael Blew Me Up.
Yeah.
That was dope. I like that.
Thanks.
Fun. Wait, yes. Was that shot in LA?
Yeah, it was shot in LA.
Okay, I was like trying to pick out certain places. I was like, okay,
yeah.
Recognize
that Punch City hat?
Uh-huh.
With the eye?
Yeah.
Yeah, Punch City's dope.
Shout out to Lisette Korea for that one. Art Addict on Instagram. Yeah. All right, well, so Addict. So you released this last year. So I mean, I don't know, for me as a creative person, we kind of go into these seasons of creativity. Mm-hmm. So now that you're in 2016, are you working on new projects?
Yeah,
are you
next
like
year?
Maybe.
Ooh. Well, so I see
fifth.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I plead the fifth. I'm just kidding. Yeah, we're actually going to be working on some new stuff very, very soon. We're actually working on some things, but you know, we have, you know, writing for some artists, writing for, you know, we got to bring money in and other things. So there's a lot of different things going on, but we're definitely working on that. And this one's going to be on the more authentic side of like who Paul Michael is. Mm-hmm. So that one was like. That one was just showing, like, the, how do I say this? That album was more of just promoting what we can do on a large spectrum. So, like, I have 3 octave ranges. So every vocal that you hear is done by me, all the backs and everything, from the lows to the highs. So we just wanted to show and give all we got, like, here, this is what we can do. Now the next one, we're taking all the feedback, and then I'm gonna take that and put it into this next album and just make it very like personal. Mm. So yeah.
Talk a little bit about the West Coast grind for you.
Oh my God.
So you and a bunch of friends come out here and applying that to the world of Hollywood and building your own, you know, label essentially. What has that experience been like for you as an artist and then as just a human?
Oh man, it's been a roller coaster. This would be the most amazing roller coaster if it was actual roller coaster at Six Flags. Man, every loop and every drop, and it's been exciting. I enjoy the journey, but it's a crazy journey. And I put it on myself though. You know, when I was in Indianapolis, I grinded there. And I was one of the top R&B pop singers, my music on the radio, my music on IMC music channel there. I did everything I possibly could there. But, you know, there's a limit, and then there's, all right, I got to take care of my family. Mm-hmm. You know, I came from a poor family, and it's everything to me to give back what my mother gave up. Mm-hmm. So so that's why I just said, you know what, I don't care, I'm going out to L.A. And I put myself literally, I said, you need to be hungry, and I literally was hungry. Like, I came out here with $80, 2 bags of clothes, and a place to stay for like 3 weeks, and I've been here for 5 years ever since. But, you know, it's all about grinding and what you want. You can make it happen if you just put your mind to it and really set goals for yourself. So, you know, I had a 5-year plan just like any other business, and now I'm on year 5, and every year I had a certain goal or whatever, but it's a jungle out here. I have a YouTube thing that says I am Paul Michael, and it tells you a lot about who I am, and I say, and it's a jungle out here, but you can't be just a lion, you have to be a rhino, because you have to have thick skin. People are going to take you and tear you apart, and they're going to throw spears at you, and you got to understand, you got to be able to push that off and keep on going through the jungle. So,
and where did you kind of pull that mentality? Because we always get these artists who come in and they, you know, they talk about that moment, you know, where you hit that low, and it's almost like, what am I doing out here? Do I go back home? Do I, you know, how do you kind of push through that feeling?
You know what, man? I have a son as well, and everything revolves around him. Mm-hmm. So, like, whenever I think about giving up, I go and check up my phone, and I got a picture of him, and I go, oh, that's the reason why. So I just keep on going. Like, it's a no-brainer at that point, because, like, when you have something bigger than yourself, and my son is just one part of it, like, there's so many things I want to do. Like, this world needs help. We know that right now.
Boy.
So, man, this world needs so much help. And it starts with the motherland, honestly. Like, back to Africa. Because I don't know if you guys know this or not. You know, might spit a little bit of knowledge here. But Africa is the only continent that's rooted to the earth.
Absolutely.
Everything else is floating. Mm-hmm. So when they say everyone's from Africa, that's the reason why they say that. When Pangea happened, it's, you know, broke apart. And this is the crazy thing about it, is that all those countries that broke apart are doing well, but Africa's always been suffering, and people don't understand that, like, we need to give back to Africa. So that's my biggest thing, is like, I want to give back. When we have abundance, when we're blessed with abundance, it's our job to give back, and people don't get that. So that's why I work so hard, because it's more than just the music. It's more than anything. Like, my name is Paul Michael. I live by my name. Paul means small and humble. Michael means of God. My middle name is Lewis, which is a famous warrior. And my last name is Bear. So every single part of my
yeah, I'm like, come every on with
every
it,
single part of my yeah every single part of my being just tells me I'm supposed to make a big change in this world. So and my blessings are going to be high. So that means I'm going to have a lot of things happen to me to get there. So I'm ready for it.
Yes, Paul.
That's so awesome. All right.
Yeah. Come in here with
hats off to you for congratulations on everything.
Spirit all up in here.
Yeah. I think that's awesome. I like really admire artists that pick up and just go.
Yeah.
Like, I've thought about that so many times. Like, man, I wish I could just get up and just, like, you know. And I don't know how, if I could do that, you know. So I think that's so awesome.
Well, because you're from here.
The same person that says I can and I can't are both correct.
Yes, absolutely.
So yes, you can, or yes, you can't.
Paul Michael, the daily mantra. Right. Hey,
we only keep what we have by giving it away, man. So every knowledge that I get, I have mentors and stuff that tell me stuff, and all I do is just give that to other people that may need it. And with being that being said, when I say it, sometimes it goes back into me like, bro, you need to get your stuff
like
together.
Like you're saying it to
yourself. You're saying it to yourself, yeah.
Boy, I've done been having this conversation for 2 weeks now. Okay, so you said that the next album you're working on, it's going to be a little more authentic.
Yeah.
Why?
I want...
What are you going to talk about?
Yeah.
Well, like I said, you know, people can listen to this album and get thrown away from it because of the sexuality of it. And I understand that. But if they understand why I wrote it that way and all that, I wanted to be real. Like, this is a man's mind. Like, a lot of the times men think about sex, but at the other side of it, like, we have a very vulnerable side as well that we're really guarded on. So I let that out, and Drake lives that, you know. Drake is like that guy at the bar that gets too drunk and tells you all your life. All his life, you know, like, so for me, I want people to, okay, now that you know the outside, like my, you know, I'm very spiritual. So this, so when we talk about, like, I'm big on like astrology and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm an Aries. So I gave you my Aries, with Addict. Now I'm going to go more in depth on who I am on the inside, you know, so that's my sun sign. Now you're about to get my moon and my rising.
Oh, well, all right. We're not getting all that. it's just funny because I've been having this conversation for the past 2 weeks.
You needed this, brother.
You know what I'm saying? No, it's just like it is a great tipping point to hear an artist say that because I think that, again, like I was saying earlier about Drake, I think we're in a place where artists are finally starting to be like, you know what? Like, I'm tired. I can't do this anymore. You know what? I'm not going to even complain about it. I'm going to put it in my fucking music. Yeah. And I'm going to shoot the shit on my HD camera and post it on fucking YouTube. And that's the world we live in. And I love it. And I feel like, you'd be talking warriors. Yes, be a warrior.
Yeah, man.
I got three warriors up here. All right. I want to get into... You said you'd sing something a little special for us? You don't have to do it right now.
Okay.
Before the end of the
show. Yeah, let me think about it.
Think about it, because I know you posted some acapellas on your YouTube.
Yeah.
So where can everyone check those out?
You can go to my YouTube channel. You should be able to just look up Paul Michael Addict, and you should be able to... it should come up. But it's spelled P-A-U-L apostrophe M-I-C-H-A-L, all one word. I was born with it, sorry. That's the way it is. So that's the biggest problem is people finding me sometimes. But yeah, man, go check it out. Oh, my God, the harmonies and everything. My favorite harmony on there is Share the Love. Share the Love as an on the album, you can't hear everything, but when you take those things apart, the production's amazing, and then the harmony's amazing, you put them together, you find a little bit more love for that song. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of my work, which is new to me, actually.
Really?
I used to be a really big critic of myself and be like, oh, I'm not good enough. Now I'm like,
how did you get over that hump? Where was the moment where you're like, fuck that?
You know, spirituality, man.
Mm-hmm.
Becoming one and understanding myself throughout mind, body, and soul is everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, everything that we feel about ourselves is all spiritual. And we attract everything that happens to us. So as soon as I became spiritually good together, then all my friends and everybody started coming around were authentic. People care about me and I care about them. We add value to each other's life and all that. So, you know, it was all spiritual.
Mm.
And that's different than religion. You know, I'm religious as well, but spiritual and religion are two separate entities, but one and the same.
Mm-hmm.
And when you understand that, then it takes you on a whole new level a whole new level.
Amen.
Was is that similar to you?
Yeah.
Kind of moving away from being your own biggest critic?
Oh, yeah. I'm like my worst, or I was.
I know, we've had them conversations.
It took a while, you know, but I finally, like, you know, I went through, you know, a learning experience, and I just did a lot of research as well. And when you are in alignment, you know, everything around you kind of just shifts. And I went from being scared of who I was to totally embrace it. And I'm like, hi, everybody, I'm here. Like, she's arrived.
Yeah.
She's here.
It feels good because I can appreciate my music. I can appreciate everything that I do and who I am now. You know, I think that's cool.
Me too, yeah.
Spiritual alignment.
One, it's only one of us. It's only one Jesse.
Sure is. And there's only one.
It's like,
Graham Cracker, y'all.
What up?
Jeff Graham. So Jeff is a surprise to today's episode because, again, he's been working on this for a really long time.
Yeah.
And as I'm coming into the beat, he's always been like, Jesse, can you come listen to this? Can you come check this out? So I feel like you're like my proud son right now.
Yeah, absolutely. This is really cool for me to be
so,
here.
So, Jeff, you go by the name Graham Cracker. Please explain this.
So, I've done music for a while. This is my first time exploring hip-hop explicitly. But, you know, I DJed a little bit in college and stuff. And I actually used to perform as a cruise ship vocalist. I don't know. Do you guys know the show Jersey Boys at all on Broadway?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
So I played Bob Gaudio in that show. But this is my first time kind of exploring hip-hop. The album is it's more like a mixtape because I'm borrowing instrumentals, but it's very influenced by Lonely Island, Lil Dicky. You know, it's just, it's funny because you're talking all about the authenticity and how hip-hop is a safe place for people now. This is kind of taking shots at the really, really kind of formulaic approach to hip-hop.
Okay.
So the album is kind of, you know, exploring and making fun of kind of the machine of hip-hop,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense.
Yep.
So Graham Cracker, my last name's Graham. Obviously, I'm a white guy, so there's part of that, too.
And the title is Taking Honky Back.
Taking Honky Back, yeah. And that's also the title track on the album, so...
But you didn't... That's not the first single. The first single
the
is
first
Date.
The first single's called First Date, yeah, which I have a video for. And then I'm releasing Nasty Ladies as a single this Friday.
Two totally different perspectives.
Very different.
Here. So let's take a look at the video you dropped. It's called First Date, and it's to the beat of Truffle Butter.
It's
right?
Truffle Butter, yeah.
Let's take a look.
Truffle Butter.
Yo, sometimes a first date goes so well that it just blows your mind. And then sometimes it don't. Met you on the internet. People worry about their safety. I ain't scared of that. Taking you out on the town Friday night in my antique SUV rolling right. Sorry about the empty snack pack in your seat. I was running late, so I brought something to eat. Don't worry about it. You murmur on the low, but you do a bad job hiding that eye roll. So we off to a bad start, but that's okay. Shorty, I just roll with the punches every day. Hey, you want some gum? I tell her like a boss. Do I need it? Oh, sh**, guess I lost. No. You smell like Tide detergent. Our dialogue is worse than the first divergent. Now she's on Twitter, so I sneak a little peek. But I instantly regret it reading that little tweet. She says, really? Laundry? Yeah, my first day swag got me in a little quandary. You know we 5 minutes in and the night's going great. Swaggin' like a boss on our very first date.
Swaggin' like a boss on our very first date. Swaggin' like a boss on our very first date. Swaggin' like a boss on our very
Graham
first
Cracker.
Date.
That's awesome. First date. So where did the inspiration for this this song come from?
You know, part of the thing I'm exploring on this mixtape is just kind of a bunch of different personalities that I feel like I have. And, you know, at my core, I'm kind of a nerd. I'm a writer. And I had a terrible first date a couple years ago, and I've got a... Actually, I'm dating her now.
Did you pick her up in a Jeep with a pudding in it?
Yeah, definitely. That was, like, how the date started. And if you keep going, this song gets more and more extreme and kind of exaggerated. But, yeah, that's part of the thing you're going to see on the album is you'll kind of see, like, a hip-hop side of me. You guys will see once we show you a little clip of Nasty Ladies. It's a very,
well,
very
let's take
different...
A, so should we you're take a premiering look? This on Friday when you drop the video.
Yeah, this
so
is just
this
a clip.
Very short clip
just
of
the
Nasty
but...
Ladies, a little something that, you know, he went to the beach and filmed.
Yeah.
Let's take a look.
You can ask Janet, you can ask me. What's the plan, ladies? Get nasty. Nasty ladies, be nasty ladies. And we do whatever you like. On the bed, on the floor. If you're asking for more, we gon' get fucked wild tonight.
crazy, freaky, twisted, ratchet, sicker than a rhinoplasty. Call me flirty, call me dirty, but don't forget to call me nasty.
So that's just the first chorus, but
you know, the word authentic, I think, goes hand in hand with this. To, you know, pull the courage up on what beach was that?
That's El Matador. Yeah. It was such a hilarious shoot because this is like kind of the go-to beach for models, like really in the world. I don't know, do you guys know Pia Mia? Have you seen that video?
Yeah. I love her. Oh my
God. Yeah.
That was the inspiration for this video.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, it's the same beach, it's the same shoot because she shot Did it on a one night stand. Yeah. What's that song again? I can't remember what it's called. You guys know what I'm talking about. But the funny thing is there was probably six or seven women, actual models, shooting that day. And here I am walking around in a two-piece, styrofoam boobs on my body. And of course, for the video, I'm shooting, you know, a legit music video. So I'm posing. All these models are just like, what the hell is this guy doing? But that's kind of what I'm taking a shot at, you know, all these women, you know, they're promoting themselves and making money on just selling their body. And, you know, it's kind of what I'm ripping into. You guys say, you know, hip-hop should be a place where people are actually selling their ideas and their emotions. Yeah. And so that's really Nasty Ladies. It's just me taking that idea and kind of flipping it on its head. And, you know, I'm the nasty lady at the center of this video. So
I love you, Jeff.
Thanks, Jesse, man. I appreciate it.
Taking Honky Back comes out on Friday. Where is it available?
Yeah, you know, I'll promote it on my Twitter for sure. So I'm going to have it on SoundCloud and then probably, like, Bandcamp. I've got to figure out how to actually release it as a download because right now I just have the tracks streaming. So
SoundCloud.
Okay. SoundCloud, yeah. Definitely SoundCloud. Definitely my YouTube. I'm going to release lyric videos. And, yeah, it's 10 tracks. So
awesome.
Stay tuned. If you like comedy rap, I'm pretty proud of what I've done. So
there you go.
Yeah.
I love it.
Nice.
All right. So, Paul, can you give us a little something to take us out on the show?
Sure.
What are we gonna hear?
I'll do a little bit of Fall in Love. All right. It's track number 4.
Off Attic.
I think it's track number 4. I love your lips. Eyes in your hair, you look so good, can't help but stare. Smelling your perfume has me almost there. Girl, grab your wine, cause we're going upstairs. Take off all of your clothes, let's take our time. There's no need to rush, just relax your mind. I'm loving your body, you already know. Let's leave on a light, cause I want to enjoy the show.
Hey! Nice. That was everything.
Yeah.
All right. So now, Addict, where can everyone download the album?
It's everywhere. You can buy the album on iTunes or Google Play. You can stream the album, if you so please, on Spotify, Apple
stream
Music.
Stream it 10 times so it counts as...
Right.
Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal. Everywhere. Rhapsody. It's everywhere.
And nice. Where can everyone stay in contact with you?
Paul Michael Who. That's my Twitter and my Instagram. If you're going to check me out on Snapchat, it's PM_music. You can check that out for the behind the scenes of today with all these amazing, lovely people. Yeah, Paul Michael Who.
And then you have a couple performances coming up?
I do. Indianapolis, I am going to be performing at the Vogue, an amazing venue, with none other than Mr. Too Short.
Hey.
May 19th, I'm opening up for him. And then I'm going to come back here. I'm working on something for when I come back here. But then June 3rd, I'm in San Diego at Crown Plaza for Urban Network. And then June 7th, I'm at Hard Rock Cafe or Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas.
Nice.
Boom.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you for stopping by. And
it's
make sure you guys check out Addict.
Yes.
Sia, where can everyone follow you?
You can follow me at Sia Amun on everything. Instagram, SoundCloud, Snapchat,
Twitter.
Everything is at Sia Amun, SIAAMUN.
You got flowers out?
I do. I have a new single out called Flowers. You can check it out. Actually, it's available for download on my website, longlivesiaamun.com. Runaway is available still on everything, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, everything. So,
and if y'all are this late
check
on
my video,
Runaway, y'all
YouTube.
Need to catch up.
Please.
And Jeffrey?
Y'all can find me on Twitter at Jeffrey C. Graham and Instagram at Jeffrey Crane Graham. If you're into the album, I'll be dropping some links. So the goal is midnight on Thursday. So
right, Beyonce.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Well, at least it's not a surprise.
You never know. He might drop a whole visual.
We'll see. The goal is a music video a month. So that's what I'm going to try to. Okay. If you subscribe, that's what I'm promising you. So
awesome.
Yeah. I love you. All right, Carter.
Y'all can follow me everywhere at Mr. Carter.
Boom. Nice. You guys can hit me up everywhere at DJ Jesse J. Also, please follow us at BHL Online, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We also have our own at BHL The Beat. And also, if you guys could please help us out, please, 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 go to iTunes, hit subscribe, rate us 5 stars. The other ones do not work. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up next week, same time, same place. Peace. Hey.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dariel Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.